And yesterday afternoon, music students from around the country paid a visit to the First Lady. The White House temporarily turned into a jazz conservatory. Michelle Obama kicked off a series of musical workshops with middle and high school students fanning out inside the White House for lectures and performance tips from professional jazz musicians. NPR's Felix Contreras was there and filed this report.
The history of jazz in the White House stretches back many years, but the first concert took place right here in the East Room in 1962 when the Paul Winter Sextet performed at the invitation of then First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy.
Now here's what we're going to do.
Almost five decades later, 150 budding jazz musicians have answered First Lady Michelle Obama's invitation to attend what the White House is calling a jazz studio.
We're going to play, and I'm going to point at y'all, and I want y'all to imitate four bars of the person that played before it. Now, this is an exercise for your hearing.
Trumpeter Wynton Marsalis stands on a makeshift stage between two massive paintings of George and Martha Washington that dominate the East Room. His workshop is hands-on, so he trades licks with high schoolers out to do their best. That was 14-year-old trumpeter Adam O'Farrell from LaGuardia High School for the Performing Arts in New York. Like most of the other young musicians, the setting and the history were a bit overwhelming.
I was kind of nervous, so I didn't think I played so well.
This is the first of three musical events that Mrs. Obama will host. Later on, she'll bring in country and classical musicians. With first daughters Malia and Sasha sitting in the front row, Mrs. Obama told the young musicians jazz has been a part of her life since she was a little girl.
At Christmas, birthdays, Easter, didn't matter. There was jazz playing in our household. So it means so much to me to be able to bring that music here to the White House.
With that, saxophonist Paquito de Rivera introduced 14-year-old pianist Tony Madruga and his trio for a short concert capped off with the jam session on Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.